91X now presents In Touch with Quinty, conversation and information about issues that matter to our community.
Hello, and welcome to In Touch with Quinty. I'm Alan Michael Steele. I'm going to say the two words that nobody likes to hear. Winter driving. Driving in snow and slush and ice is far more difficult than driving on a dry summer road, and that's before you add blowing snow reducing your vision. With our first snowfall, we also saw a smattering of accidents across the Quinty region. QNET News here on 91X even reported a pair of collisions on Walbridge Loyalist Road within a half hour of each other during last week's snowfall. In order to better explain winter road safety, I interviewed Brandon Finlayson, a driving instructor from First Route, who teaches in the Quinty region. Finlayson shared a lot of advice on how to keep yourself safe when you're driving on winter roads. For our first question, and possibly one of the most important, what is the most common mistake new drivers make when driving in the winter?
The biggest one that I see, in all honesty, is a failed to realizing pattern recognition of other drivers. So what we do with pattern recognition is basically just the fact of seeing, okay, a person walking up to the edge of the road, and that person is now the clue that they're going to cross the road, right? So a lot of people, when they get into an accident, the first thing they like to say is, oh my God, I didn't see this happening. It's his fault or it's her fault right off the bat. And they don't put any blame back to themselves. But 9 times out of 10, we can see a pattern happening. The driver ahead of us is going 10 times fast, or the driver behind us is going 10 times fast. They're lane changing every 2 seconds. And if we had to slow down and removed ourselves from the situation, there would have been no accident.
Just slowing down and paying closer attention to the other drivers can help prevent most of these accidents, according to Finlayson. Reduced traction is another factor that makes driving more difficult in the snow.
And then remembering your reduced traction. The faster you push that accelerator, the less traction you're going to have. Your tires are going to be filled with snow and packed tight as if you are running on skis or a snowboard down a slippery slope, which obviously won't help you with the heavy weight behind you inside of that car. So when your tires begin to spin, reduce the pressure on your gas pedal and then reapply slower. And then if they spin again, reduce and reapply and just rinse and repeat.
There are ways, however, to improve your traction. Snow tires are becoming a more and more popular option in recent years. The Tire and Rubber Association of Canada reports that the usage of snow tires is up 10% compared to 2017 in Ontario. This means that almost 70% of Ontario drivers are using snow tires. While snow tires are not required by law in Ontario, some provinces do mandate that drivers use them, like Quebec. Quebec requires the use of snow tires by drivers from December 1st to March 15th. There are a lot of differences between snow tires and all-season tires, and Finlayson recommends that all drivers get snow tires for their vehicles.
I would 100% recommend that you get winter tires, as they are a complete different atmosphere. A lot of people say, oh, I've got all-season tires, they're four wheels, they're circular, and they're going to get me from point A to point B. Well, what we don't realize is there's a whole bunch of different plays compared from our winter tires to our all-season tires or even our summer tires. There goes from the density of the rubber. So our summer tires are a little bit more dense, and then they're going to turn into a hockey puck in the wintertime, which is great for playing but not so great for driving. And then our winter tires, they've got a little less density but thicker treads, which means less of a tight narrowing between those treads. And it's going to allow that snow to travel through those areas and exit out the side of the tires for what we know is tire spray.
Okay. And if these winter tires then are so great and they give you so much more traction, why don't we use those all year round? Why aren't they perhaps the new all-season tires?
Because of the dollar cost. And if we want to be efficient with our money, and with also our recyclability, we want to reduce the amount that we're wearing down these tires so that way we're not running through tires every single season, where we could have our summer tires, rotate them out when we're getting to our lower temperature conditions into our winter tires, and then vice versa when we're coming into our summer. So we're saving money. Now, if we're looking at money, and a lot of people say, oh, geez, winter tires are really expensive, I don't know if I can cut swing it. Well, a lot of people buy a vehicle and then they get a newer vehicle and they're then they have these winter tires sitting around that they don't need anymore because they came with their new vehicle. So all they have to do at that point in time is sell them. Well, there you are looking for winter tires at a cheaper cost. So check out Kijiji, check out your marketplace on Facebook, and maybe there's winter tires that you can get for a little bit of a deal that are still great and they're going to protect you throughout the winter.
Okay. And if someone were to buy these secondhand winter tires, what should they be watching for to make sure that they're still buying safe and effective tires?
Well, if we all know, if we look at our tires, we have tread, right? And if we stick our finger in it and we've got right up to the top of our nail, the tread is looking pretty good. But as we all know, we aren't certified mechanics. So just like when you buy a car, you should have somebody who is registered and who is a good mechanic and knows what they're looking for along by your side. So if you have a friend that is mechanic inclined, then bring them along. Or you can look up ways on what size of winter tire you need and what the tread percentage should be at. You could pick up a tread reader from Canadian Tire and bring that along with you so you can check the depth of the tread.
Okay. And just to clarify something you mentioned a little bit earlier, the winter tires aren't as dense as the all-season tires. Does that mean that they wear more during the summer months?
Yes, exactly. So we have temperature, right? So the winter tires are going to get very, very warm, and they're going to get tacky, and that rubber is going to grind on the pavement, and it's going to wear down really quickly. That's why our summer tires, if you look at them, they're pretty smooth if you run your hand across them. So they slide a little more across the pavement, which is good in the summertime because that's our prime condition.
Besides snow tires, preparation for the road is still key. Finlayson recommends a full tank of gas in case you get stuck, and to make sure your windshield washer fluid is treated with antifreeze rated for minus 40 to minus 50 degrees, to make sure it doesn't lock up on you at the worst possible time. Another preparation spot Finlayson mentioned that drivers miss is their wiper blades. Wiper blades can gather dirt, grime, and oils from the windshield over time if not properly cleaned. If your blades are leaving streaks across the windshield, wiping the blade with a dry paper towel can clean off that layer of dirt. Clean blades result in less streaks and a clearer windshield, giving you better visibility of the road ahead. Now, cars and pickup trucks aren't the only vehicles on the road. Semi-trucks and 18-wheeled transports are also contending with the road conditions. Staying safe while sharing the road with these larger vehicles takes some special consideration.
It is the same practice that they use. It's slowing down. And now when you're operating around those big, large vehicles, you got to think about the blindness of it, right? It's like if you were to drive around in your house, you would obviously lose some visibility. So if you were to try and maneuver a house around, there's obviously going to be some risk to it. So let's help out those 18-wheelers by going to a side of their vehicle that they can see us best at. And so when you're in your driver's seat, think I make a left-hand shoulder check, I can see right down the side of my car. In a transport, they can't make a right-hand shoulder check because they've got no rear windows. They just have their cab and they've got their trailer. So the left side is going to be safe side due to the fact that's where they check their shoulder. And if they don't have those extra mirrors lower down to the corner, they can't see you at all when you're on the right. And then we add some water to the ground and you get that tire spray happening. You've now reduced the visibility of your car down to a very small amount, and by passing on the road, putting yourself in grave danger. So slow down, operate in a space cushion, pass wide around that transport, and you'll be a lot safer on the roads.
All right, so just to reiterate, make sure I understand, it's slow down, give them as much space as possible, and if you have to get close, stay on the left because they can see you better.
You got it.
The 401 is the largest highway through the Quinte region, and it connects us to the rest of Canada. Some people have family living in Toronto, Ottawa, or even further out who want to drive down and visit them for the holidays. The 400 series highways are the fastest routes by car across most of Ontario, and a lot of people will be using them this winter. There are some special precautions that should be taken, though, when preparing to drive on these routes in the winter weather.
And that's the biggest way that where we're going to tackle this is thinking about how a driving instructor thinks. And I take many individuals from a brand new level where they don't know which one's the gas pedal and which one's the brake pedal to a level of where they've been driving for a while already and they have quite a bit of experience. So you need to ask yourself first, have I ever driven in the winter? And if this is your first time, first day ever driving in the winter, then maybe we shouldn't take the 401 because it's going to be quite dangerous for yourself and others. And the next thing is ask yourself, just like I ask myself, is it worth it? Even though I have lots of an extensive training in driving, I even resort to myself saying, is it worth it driving home? Because I may have amazing skills at driving, but I may not be able to control others around me. And in fact, I can. So instead of putting myself in danger on the roads, stay where I am. Maybe talk to family and say, hey, there's a massive storm on Christmas Eve. Can we have our Christmas dinner on Christmas or Boxing Day instead? So that way we can all be there in safety and together.
Yeah, it sounds like when the weather gets bad or when the roads get bad, the winning move might just be not to play at all.
You got it.
Hopefully this advice can help keep people safe while you're on the road this holiday season. It seems like that's all the time we have, though, for today. That was Brandon Finlayson with First Route Driving School, and I'm Alan Michael Steele. In Touch with Quinty will return next week.
This has been In Touch with Quinty, heard weekly at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.